Well, that was a bit surreal. I'm at my grandmother's and I just heard the ice cream van go past, so I thought, I'll relive my childhood. So I've just run out into the street and stood in my normal spot where I normally stand, and here he is. Can I have a... just a small 99, please?
Please.
Just trying to give it some change, if that's alright. That looks like £1. £20, is that right?
Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, surreal. Like I say. So, for as long as I can remember, it used to be I'd go out and hold either my mum or my gran's hand, and she used to come out with a tub. I don't know if many people still do that, come out with a tub, and we'd have a big squirrely tub of ice cream with strawberry sauce dripping all over it, and maybe a couple of flakes stuck in the top. And it was cheaper back then to have a tub of ice cream than it was to actually have a cone. So she really knew what she was doing, and three of us could feast out of that tub. And then when I was a bit older and I was trusted to hold a cone, I would have a cone like I have now with ice cream and strawberry sauce. And I'm in my grandmother's house and I'm emptying it, and it probably won't be the last time I'm in this house, but it will certainly be one of the last times. And the contracts have just been exchanged. I've literally had a text message moments ago, and there's a lot of stuff in here. China and plates, and I was just going through some, like, there's very little of any, you know, there's no value here other than the sentimental value that I find it very hard to let go of. And I was upstairs, where I'm heading back to now, in the kind of small room that my grandmother last slept in before she had to be moved to have kind of 24-hour care, or at least be monitored, because she was still pretty independent in the old people's home. But in this room here, I was just folding up some old silk scarves that I know came from my auntie Louisa, who had a boutique in Sondrio in north of Italy, and they're beautifully hand painted, and they've been stuck in this cupboard wrapped around a coat hanger for God knows how many years. She thought they were too nice to actually wear. And I was thinking, should I put the water on in the house so that I can have a drink of water? And I'm really hungry, and how far to the nearest chip shop? Or should I walk into town and then come back and carry on packing all this stuff, deciding what has to be skipped and what has to be shipped? And then I hear the chimes, the jingle jangling of the ice cream van, and it was a new van. It wasn't the van from the guy I remember that served this street for well over 20 years, who was Italian, who my grandmother loved speaking briefly in Italian to him, it was the only time I ever got to test my few words. Buongiorno, come stai? It's the same back. And what do you want in Italian? Then I'd have to switch to English and order my ice cream. I'm so glad that happened. It was like a little piece of cathartic theatre to get the full effect of being here before I have to say goodbye forever. I phoned up the British Heart Foundation earlier on, because I know that they've got a truck that can pick stuff up, and most of the furniture is going to go to them. There's just going to be a couple of pieces that just will probably be looked after by my family until we go, let's hope. Again, there's nothing of value as such. This is just sentimentality in action. And yeah, I think it's going to be quite emotional when I actually close the door on this place for the last time, which is going to be in about 4 days, which is very daunting considering how much has got to be cleared. But yeah, ice cream. It's not even sunny really outside, it's very overcast. And I was the only one in this street, Butte Close in Hinckley, that is partaking. But it's probably one of the most special ice creams I've had in a while.